tonight. Two teams that will be wearing blue on their jerseys. And the Sabres tonight come in with a 9-3 record. The Blue Demons just the opposite, 3-9. Both these teams have seen each other in Senior Babe Ruth action, and so they're familiar with each other. Just a short hop, skip, and a jump to the north and to the east, and you find yourself in Bussy, home of the Twin Cedar Sabres. And tonight these two teams are going to go at it, and we're going to take a quick timeout, come back, and set up tonight's starting lineups. When we come back to Blue Demon Baseball, don't go anywhere.
Reed Excavation Company has the equipment and experience for all your needs, whether you're clearing a pasture of scrub trees and brush or dredging out a pond. Reed Excavating Company can dig your basement footings for your new home or addition, and when you're all done, they can grade your landscaping for your seeding. They can clean up that area of your property that has collected the debris of many years. They can haul up to 18 tons at a time. So call Reed Excavation Company at 641-777-2718.
My new coworkers at Barker Implement told me deer season would be the perfect time to start my new job. They knew that John Deere hay equipment would be flying out the door, and I would have to learn the ropes at a rapid pace. This is Sue, and you see, deer season allows our customers to save top dollar and offers interest rates as low as they can get on John Deere mower conditioners, balers, and rakes. And you can learn more about these limited time specials at ebarkers.com. Powered by green, driven by values.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Sabres, Blue Demons about to go out of here at the Monroe County Sports Complex, home of the Albia Blue Demons, 3-9 on the season. The Sabres just the opposite, 9-3, and we're looking for a great contest tonight. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups first for the visitors from Twin Cedars. Coy Moore will lead things off. He's playing shortstop tonight. He'll be followed up by Otis Roby, the third baseman. Hunter Ombre will start at the catching position. Corey Harrell at first base. Brent Parker starting in center field. And on the mound tonight, Drew Carlson for the Sabres. In left field will be Eric Clark, followed up by Colin Still, the second baseman. And then batting ninth, number nine, Levi Jones, the right fielder for the Sabres. For the Blue Demons, on the mound tonight, Griffin Osing defensively will start the defensive lineup here. Griffin Osing on the mound. Gabe Grabber behind the plate over first base. Austin Luce. Austin O'Leary at second base. Ethan Gray, the sure-handed shortstop for the Blue Demons. And at third base, Christian Summers. In left field, Vic Sanders will get the nod. Starting in center field, the outstanding glove and feet of Hunter Hastings, the senior for the Blue Demons. And in right field, the big, strong right-handed hurler who did a great job on the other night playing in right field, Austin Summers. That's your defensive lineman. And we're just about Blue Demons. The Sabres, a .300 average on the season at the plate as a team. And they bring a 9-3 record to this ball game. Here's your first pitch. On the inside, ball one. Bill Owens, a familiar name. He's behind the plates tonight. Great guy. Smart official. Foul ball. 1-1 the count. Griffin Osing for the Blue Demons. We'll take a look at his pitching stats. Right-handed hurler. Strong arm. Developing a... Here's the ball two upstairs, 2-1. 75 beautiful degrees, not an ounce of wind out here tonight. The flag is draped against the pole. And there's a pitch on the outside, 3-1 the count. I believe today is the 68th anniversary of D-Day. And that's a day to be remembered and respected. What a beautiful day for baseball as well. Here is a pitch that's high and upstairs, and that makes the count 3-2. John Flattery's running the board tonight, the scoreboard, so if we're off a little bit, we'll know who to point the finger to, and I'll be quick to point that out. Here's a ground ball hit between the third baseman and shortstop into left field. That'll be a leadoff single for Coy Moore, the shortstop, batting .389 on the season. He leads things off for the Sabres with a single. That'll bring up the third baseman, number 10, Otis Roby. batting 276. Roby, just a freshman. Left-handed batter. Here's a throw over to first, holding the runner over there. Austin Luce, the first baseman, holding on Coy Moore. I watched the Sabre team and senior Babe Ruth. A little bit different chemistry and makeup, but for the most part, the same team. And, really a promising team. Like, you could see that they had something special in store for their program coming into this season, and they have not disappointed. Matt Miller, the head coach, and a familiar Albion name. Blue Demon Matt Johnson. Here's a steal attempt on. Throw down to second, and Moore is in there safely. Coy Moore with the stolen base. And now we got a runner in scoring position. A 2-0 count on Otis Roby, the third baseman. Just underway here in this beautiful night of baseball. What fun we had last night over in Fairfield. Greg Parris, my cohort, my partner in crime, joining me in a doubleheader. Lady D's got a sweep at Fairfield. Here's a strike. 2-1 the count. Called strike one. 2-1 on the batter, Roby. Coy Moore for the Sabres led off with a single. He's down to second base after a stolen base. His teammates trying to hit him in. Here's a pop fly into shallow center field. Hastings underneath it. Comes up with a grab and will catch that and hold the runner at second. One away. Roby got underneath that one. Popped it up. And Hastings, sure glove in center field, gobbles it up out number one. And that'll bring up the catcher, Hunter Ombre. 394 on the season. Ombre stands in. Right-handed batter. Compact. Strong player. Here's a strike or a ball that's down in the dirt. And a stolen base attempt going to third base. Did he get him? No. Going to call him safe. The ball got away from Graver to Moore. Didn't hesitate. He got his wheels turned on, got over the third base. The throw came just a little late. And now with one away, runner at third base. Coy Moore, some quick feet out there for the Sabres. Here's a called strike, 2-1 the count. And John Flattery, you're going to have to pick it up over there, buddy. He's got too much popcorn. He put a little butter on that popcorn probably tonight, and now he's got those greasy fingers and sliding from ball to strike. Got to watch him like a hawk, folks. 2-1 count here on Hunter Ombre. Coy Moore over at third base. 2-1 count here. Here's a throw over to third, holding Moore there. Griffin Osing getting the start for the Blue Demons on the mound. Take a look at Osing's pitching stats on the season. 11 1/3 innings pitched, 1-1 on the season. Got an ERA of 1.85. Here's a pop fly in the foul territory, hooking and going out of play. Off to the right side. Count moved to 2-2. One out. Runner at third. If you're just joining us, getting a little later start tonight on the game time. We're just underway, top of the first inning. Twin Cedars and Albion going at it here. 2-2 pitch. Here's a line drive into left field. That's going to be an RBI. Sanders over to pick it up. Gets it in to Gray, and that will keep Hunter Ombre at first with a single, but an RBI single, and the Sabres score first here. And they lead 1-0. That'll bring up the cleanup batter, number 28, big, strong Corey Harrell. The first baseman, 485 on the season. So Harrell's been tearing the cover off the old ball. Again, on the season as a team. They got 3 home runs as a team. And their slugging percentage is .411, so they're wrapping the ball around the field. Here comes the first pitch, and that's a called strike around the outside corner. Griffin Osing, as I mentioned earlier, he's pitched 11 in third innings. Giving up an ERA of 1.85. He's got 14 strikeouts to 8 base on balls. Opponent batting average He's only given up a 227 batting average. So Griffin's done a good job on the mound for the Blue Demons. Osing in the windup, or in the stretch, check that. Looking over it loose, trying to hold the runner. Here comes the offering. Foul ball, hooking high and up and out of play, and that'll hook over near the tennis court. Take a bounce, and that'll move the count to 1-2. One run across for the Sabres. They lead here as we open up play. Top of the first inning. One way, Hunter Ombre with an RBI single. Got a courtesy runner for him. Here's a throw over to first. One-two count. Corey Harrell. 485 average. Take a look at there's a high pop fly and a hook, and it's going to tail its way out of play and foul ball. Absolutely no wind tonight. You can sense that maybe it's going to cool down here in a little bit. 75 degrees at opening pitch. Can't ask for a better night for baseball. Harold, a sophomore. Boy, look at this team. This is going to be a really good Twin Cedars team for some time. And runner was moving. Hit and run was on and off. Harold with two home runs, couple of doubles, leads the team with 13 RBIs. And he leads the team with a considerable distance. Great with seven himself. He adds to his total. He picked up an RBI, and there's a pitch that just missed. Call strike three. A little delay on the call. That'll be strike right there. Pain to the outside corner. Froze Harrell. Didn't expect that one. Brent Parker now at the plate. One run across for the Sabres. Two down. And Brent Parker steps in. 375 average. Here's a shot into a shallow right field. Out to make the catch is Austin O'Leary for out number three. O'Leary backpedaled out in the outfield just like you do, right up as a coach. He comes up with it, and that'll be the third out of the inning. But the Sabres do get one on the board as Coymore led things off with a single, and he was hit in by Hunter Ombre, and we'll take a 1-0 deficit for the Blue Demons into the bottom half of this opening inning. When we come back to Blue Demon baseball, don't go anywhere.
Breaking news coming from Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa, where they have 20-inch by 20-inch carpet tiles, regularly $2.19 a square foot, now just 99 cents a square foot. And ceramic tiles, regularly $2.29 a square foot in two colors, now less than a dollar at 89 cents a square foot. Get that flooring project done with these great breaking news clearance price specials at Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa. We'll keep you posted for more news coming from Southern Iowa's largest floor store, Modern Floor.
When you're in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Right now, you can get a $50 rebate when you purchase the Hoyt Rampage or Rampage XT. Get yours at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, 932-2422.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Albion Twin Cedars going at it here. The old ballpark. Blue Demons hosting the Sabres. The Sabres 9-3 on the season. Albion 3-9. The Blue Demons find themselves trailing here by one. Sabres able to get things going in the top half of the inning, and they take advantage of the leadoff hit. That'll bring up Hunter Hastings for the Blue Demons, the senior leading things off, 321 average on the season. Drew Carlson, the pitcher for the Sabres. Carlson, this will be his second appearance. There's a pitch. It's a ball. Ball 2-0. Carlson, 450 ERA. 21 strikeouts, only 9 walks. His opponents are batting only 215. So that's a pretty good lefty on the mound. Here's a shot by Hastings into deep center field. Center fielder backs up, camps under it, out number one. Hunter got underneath that one, and the center fielder did a good job of coming up with that, Brent Parker. So out one here for the Blue Demons. As Hunter Hastings got a lot of the ball, but got underneath it a little bit. That'll bring up the shortstop, Ethan Gray. The junior shortstop, 348 batting average on the season. Left-handed batter. Lefty on lefty here. Here comes the pitch. Shot that goes over to the shortstop and gets through. That took a funny bounce. That come off of Ethan's bat was hooking away from the third or from the shortstop. And he got it right at the ankles. And we'll wait for the call on that. I'm going to give him a single. That'll bring up Griffin Osing. Osing a 222 batting average on the season. Got Albie's offense started the other night in the first game with a solo shot home run. He's on the mound tonight for the Blue Demons. Griff will play lots of different places. Strong kid. Very athletic. And a competitor. Good combination there. One away, runner at first. Here's a pitch on the outside. It stays a little bit to the outside. Ball 2-0 on Osing. Carlson on the mound. Drew Carlson. Lefty. Sophomore. Lots of young players on this Sabres team. Here comes the next offering. That is a strike right on the inside of the plate. Boy, what an absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous night for baseball. And kudos to, again, to all those who come out here and make this park look the way it does. It's absolutely gorgeous. Here comes 2-1. Swing and a miss. Osing chased a fastball on the outside. That'll move the count to 2-2. One down. Ethan Gray over at first base. 2-2 here. Osing stands back in. Carlson, lefty, looks over at Gray on first. Gray going. Here's a pitch down low. The throw down to second, and Gray gets underneath the tag. A quick release by the catcher, Ombre. But Gray got a nice start there. Good jump. Quick legs. Got him down to second base. Full count here on Osing. Ethan doing his civic duty by cleaning off the bag down there at second. One away. Gray gets a lead off at second. Carlson looks him back. Osing at the plate. Payoff pitch. Osing gets underneath one. Pops it up and foul out of play. Over the dugout on the left-hand side of the field. Matt Johnson, the JV coach and the assistant coach for the Sabres. At least he's still wearing blue. Great young man. Here's a pitch down low, and Osing fights off that. Watches it go to the outside. Good at bat there by Osing. Picks up the walk. Runners at first and second. That'll bring up the first baseman, Austin Luce. And Austin Luce has been tearing it up at the plate. 357 on the season. Seeing the ball really, really well. Making solid contact. He's got a chance here to help his teammates out. Here's a pitch that goes on the outside corner. Carlson painted the corner on that one. Carlson with some good velocity. Gray down at second. Gets a secondary lead. This pitch goes a little bit too far outside. 1-1 the count. Glad to have you along tonight. Twin Cedars and Albie going at it here. As you look down the field, 300 on each side. 375 dead center where the Blue Demon is painted across the blue covering on the fence. Dead center. And Coach Miller is going to have a chat with his pitcher. Maybe he knows something was bothering him. We'll see here. Doing a good job. 1-2 the count. Coach Johnson walks out from the Sabre dugout. He'll bring out a ball to Bill Owens. Bill talking to him on a personal level. Bill's active into running and doing a good job of keeping himself in good shape. I'll see him football, basketball. Saw him do a little bit professional, semi-pro football. Yeah, Randy Stafford's doing a little run as well. It's his mouth that's running a lot, but something's running. Sitting next to John Flattery over there. That's a dynamic duo right there. Here comes a pitch inside. That'll move the count to full. Runners at first and second. Full count here, 1-0. Bottom of the first inning. Twins lead here, 1-0. Glad to have you along tonight. Want to welcome Zach James, who's running the board tonight. Solo flight for him. First time. Here's a swing and a miss. Foul ball, and Ombre comes up with it for the Sabres for out number two, and that'll go down as a strikeout for Drew Carlson. Now bring up the catcher for the Blue Demons, Gabe Gravert. Gabe's consistent at the plate this year as well. Lefty does a good job of staying on top of the ball. Contact hitter. He's got some pop to it, but he can scoot down the line as well. 333 on the season is Gravert. He'll stand in. Lefty on lefty once again. Gray gets the lead at second base for the Blue Demons. Here's a pitch that stays inside on Gravert. Ball one. Osing on first for the Blue Demons with Ethan Gray down second. Gravert, the catcher, awaits the next offering. Here's a little pop fly, shallow left center field. The left fielder coming in to make the catch, and that will be the third out of the inning. So the Blue Demons leave a couple of runners stranded, and they'll take a one-run deficit to the top of the second inning as Twin Cedars 1, Albion nothing when we come back. Back to Blue Demon Baseball. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, guys, this is Big T at Big T Auto Credit in Knoxville, Iowa. We have a great selection of pre-owned trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, we provide financing with affordable down payments and payday payments. We allow you to check each and every vehicle out before you buy. Big T Auto Credit offers buy here, pay here, and is located at 401 East Main Street in Knoxville. Come see us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're closed Wednesday and Sunday. Big T Auto Credit, two blocks east of Knoxville Square.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
One nothing Twin Cedars over the Blue Demons here as we enter the second inning. And leading things off will be the center fielder, Brent Parker. I got it wrong. I knew I'd had it wrong. I got to get myself corrected. You know, one time a guy gets it wrong, and Randy Stafford, who's running the PA, and John Flattery, who hasn't been able to keep the scoreboard right, and I lose my pen, and the world's coming to an end here. But it should be the pitcher, Drew Carlson. All right. Now, Mr. Summers, you've lost your pen up here. I may have to have a contest to see who can bring me a pin first. That would definitely earn you something, if not an attaway. Carlson at the plate looks at strike number one. Yeah. All right, I got John Flattery. Now, John's got to be keeping the scoreboard, but he has made his way over to find my pin. That a boy, Johnny. Johnny, you get an award. He wins the one less time being picked on tonight. Here's a swing and a miss. 1-2. We would put Johnny back up in the helicopter, but for the public safety, we're afraid he might push the wrong button. 1-2 count here. Osing on the mound for the Blue Demons. Brings the next delivery down low. That'll be ball number two. Drew Carlson did a good job of working his way out of a difficult spot there in the bottom half inning. Only one out. And he's able to get out of it. Here is a ouch. That I'm not sure it went off of his throwing arm or off his back, but either way, it fully connected. And that'll be a hit pitch, or Parker being, or Carlson being hit by the pitch. Never good to have your pitcher get hit by a pitch, but he didn't hesitate. He's down at first base. I'd been crying like a baby up there, but not Carlson. Tough kid. Here's a bunt laid down right in front of Osing. He's got to come up with a long throw to first and in time. But a good sacrifice bunt there by Eric Clark. That was a really fine bunt that allows the runner to get down to second base. That'll bring up Colin Steele, the second baseman. Steele, sophomore. Boy, this team is just really, really young, folks. Sabre fans, you're going to have something to enjoy for a while. These guys continue to stay committed to the baseball program. And, of course, Coach Matt Miller doing a good job for them, getting these guys to play really, really well here. Like the fundamentals. Clark down a nice bunt to move his pitcher Carlson down to second base. There's a pop fly into foul territory. Graverick giving chase right at the dugout, and you heard that big old clank. That was the metal roof on the dugout meeting Mr. Steele's foul ball. 0-2 here on Colin Steele. 190 average on the season. Sop. He's got his pitcher, Drew Carlson, down at second base after being hit by the pitch and then moved down to second with the sacrifice bunt. One away here. Griffin Osing looks back, brings the delivery outside. 1-2 here on Colin Steele. Again, if you're just joining the Blue Demons and the Twin Cedar Sabres going at it. Sabres 9-3. Albie coming off a big double double win on Monday night. First conference foe, Clark. Much needed to sweep of that doubleheader by the Blue Demons the other night. And that'll be a strikeout on Steele for out number two. That'll bring in Levi Jones, the right fielder, 1.64 average. Here's a pitch outside, ball one. Jones, the junior. He's got 4 RBIs in the season. He's got a chance to knock another one in here with Carlson at second base. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike one. 1-1 the count. Two down here. Top of the second inning. 1-0 Twin Cedars. Here comes the next offering. Down in the dirt. Ball number two. Griffin Osing, sophomore. That'll be a young team as well, folks. So these two teams, as they look at and face each other into the future, they'll be quite familiar with each other. Here comes a 2-1 offering. High pop fly on the infield. And Christian Summers, the third baseman, comes up with it, called off his teammates, makes the grab, and that'll be out number three. So the Sabres lose an opportunity after Carlson took one in the back and got on base and then was put down to second base, and there he will stay stranded. And we're going to go to the bottom half of the second inning with the Twin Cedars still leading 1-0. When we come back to Blue Demon Baseball, don't go anywhere. You're listening to exclusive Blue Demon Sports right here on the sports leader in Southern Iowa, KIC.
This is Mike Gray with Albie Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albie Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albie Motor Company, right here in Albie, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
With the tenacity of a bear, they'll give their all to help protect your family with a big, cozy bundle that saves you money on insurance. In fact, your Farm Bureau Financial Services agent can help you save money and time when you combine your home and car insurance in a single policy. If you add life insurance, you could save up to 5% more. Want to save money and keep your insurance simple? Call or visit your Farm Bureau agent today.
In Albia, that's Brad Witt. Call him at 641-932-7873.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Austin Summers leads off here in the bottom of the second inning for the Blue Demons. Looks at a pitch down low, ball one. Austin on the season. 333 has a home run. Got a lot of pop to his bat. And something you haven't seen for a long time in the high school game of baseball, and that is the use of the wooden is using one this season. The change in the bats, what you found on the previously used metal bats was that the metal was obviously had to was light, but it was flexible. And you know, the whipping that you get off the action, you get off the bat, really allowed for the trampoline action of the ball off the bat. Well, now that they move the bats to a little bit more of a stiffer bat, less of that trampoline effect, the wooden bats bring back more life to the plate. So Austin Summers works the account, gets a base on balls, and that'll bring up Vic Sanders. Vic, 219 on the season, left fielder. Vic, here comes a pitch. Outside, ball one. Drew Carlson, the pitcher. He led things off for the Sabres the top half of this inning and took one off the back. Tough kid, ran down to first base. Act like maybe just shook off a gnat or something. Tough kid. Here comes a pitch. Fouled right off the catcher. And talking about tough, that went off Bill Owens' head as well. That landed right below my feet. I'm sure glad there's a fence there, because I know that John Flattery and Randy Stafford never would have protected me. 1-1 count here to Vic Sanders at the plate. Here's a pitch high and outside, ball two. 2-1 count here. Austin Summers over at first. Picked up a leadoff walk for the Blue Demons. Christian Summers on deck. Austin. They get a little secondary lead. Here comes a pitch. Sanders dribbles one into center field. It's putting this infielder back. It's going to go over his head. And did he come up? No, he dropped the ball. Oh, fortunately for the Blue Demons, Austin Summers thought that the center fielder had caught the ball. He was heading back to first base, and the official or the umpire was pointing that the ball was down and did not call the out. He was trying to give the runner some help. And I don't know if maybe the center fielder got hurt on that one. Parker out in center field, backed up. That was a difficult play, folks. That ball was hit over his head. He had to turn around to go after it. He did come up. It looked like he was going to get a glove on it. But lost it as he came down to the ground. The ball came loose. Austin Summers thought he had caught the ball. As soon as he saw it going towards his glove, he started heading back to first base. The umpire helped him out. Summers took back to second base, and had he been able to throw that ball in, I don't know if he hurt his arm or not, but had he been able to get that ball in, that would have been out at second base. But nonetheless, we'll give that a single to Vic Sanders. That was a difficult play. That center fielder made that hard play look a little easier than what it was. He got to it, but was not able to come up with it. And we hope Parker's okay out there. Good effort by the center fielder. We'll have runners at first and second. Coach Matt Miller out to talk things over with his young player. Parker, he's one of the sophomores on this team, Brent Parker. Yeah, he's just a sophomore. He's been hot at the plate. 375. Wow. The Sabres have been hitting the ball really, really well. You look at the team average, 300. Albie as a team struggled really early on, and they've starting to hit the ball very, very well. If you listen to the game the other night, you could kind of see that the bats were starting to come alive. Albie coming into tonight's contest to that 3-9 mark, a 275 team batting average. A couple of home runs. One of the things that I think that they'll really want to work on as a team is that when you look at as a team, they have 54 strikeouts to 37 base on balls. You really want that to be the other way around. As a pitcher, not a bad ratio. And Parker looks like he's coming out. I don't know what happened there, but we'll wish that young man well. Coach Kegel over to talk to him. I don't know if... We'll see as he comes in. Maybe get a little help from he'll bring a substitute in. And we'll get some help from Ouch. Yeah, getting him some ice. You can hear that in the background. They're going to try to work out the changes in their defensive alignment. And obviously someone's coming in for Parker. We'll get that for you right away. Randy Stafford running the PA. Randy, who do we got changing up, buddy?
Derek Springer
will come in. And we're going to keep it right here, folks, as they get back to action here. Springer comes into the ball game. Derek Springer, another sophomore. Boy, he's a good-looking sophomore, too. A big, strong kid. Christian Summers will stand in. Summers, 286 on the season. Had four RBIs the other night. Looking to add to his total. Here's a little bunt. Lay down in front of the pitcher. Carlson over to pick it up. Pressure on at first. He's going to get the play. Did he get him? Got him in time, but he did advance the runner. Sacrifice bunt there by Christian Summers. Laid it down right in front of the mound. Moving his cut. Summers over. And Sanders gets down the sacrifice bunt. Good execution that time by the Blue Demons. It kind of caught him off guard a little bit. Now, with Austin O'Leary coming at the plate. Austin O'Leary, man, this kid has been on fire, folks. 455, he leads the team. His batting average. He's at the plate, a couple of RBI opportunities here for the second baseman. Here's a pitch that stays upstairs and outside, ball one. O'Leary's been solid at second base, and just watching him mature, what a difference 1 year can make. Talking to his stepdad, he's talked about the time that Austin has spent in the weight room and how that has helped out, building some strength. And you can tell the difference. Stronger with his stride. Here comes a pitch. That's a pitch that's hard to catch up with, the fastball inside. Austin not able to catch up with that one. He finds himself down in the count, 1-2 here. Vic Sanders down at second base. Austin Summers over at third. Albie with an opportunity here. With one away, bottom of the second inning, Albie trailing 1-0. Here comes a pitch outside. That'll move the count to 2-2. We'll check on Parker, make sure that he's okay. Looked like he was holding that left hand, his throwing arm. Here comes a pitch, a little grounder towards the shortstop, and that'll get through the shortstop and third baseman. One run is in, and Albie will have an RBI tie this up as Austin O'Leary comes through once again for the Blue Demons. An RBI single for O'Leary, scoring Austin Summers, and Albie's tied up here 1-1 here in the second inning. That'll bring up center fielder Hunter Hastings. Hunter, 321 batting average, flew out to the center fielder his last time at the plate, his first time at the plate tonight. Hunter coming off a tremendous night a baseball on Monday night as well. Look back at my results. Hunter had went 4-for-4 in the second game. Hunter showing bunt, pulls back, takes a strike. That was a big old fastball right across the heart of the plate. Runners out in the corners for the Blue Demons. O'Leary over at first. Sanders at third. Cleary getting a secondary lead. Takes off. Here's a hit and run on. And Hastings puts that one into right field. That gets by the right fielder. O'Leary on his way to third. He might turn around and go home. Fix Sanders is in. One run in. O'Leary on his way to the plate. Here's a throw from the second baseman. A one hop to the catcher. And just in time. O'Leary with the head dive. Slides in. Belly first. A good throw by the second baseman. I'll tell you what, that right fielder got that in a hurry. After it got past him, got that in. But two runs across for the Blue Demons. A two-run RBI double for Hunter Hastings. He goes to third on the throw in. And that'll bring up Ethan Gray. 3-1 Albion. A little rally here going in the second inning. Ethan. Lefty stands in. Ethan had a single his first time up. 348 batting average and improving. Improving because we know he's got one hit tonight. Hastings over at third. 0-1 count here. Ethan chases the fastball upstairs and inside. And if I was going to have anybody at the plate with an 0-2 count, it would be Ethan Gray. He's a contact hitter, guy that will put the ball in play. Here comes the 0-2. Outside in the dirt, ball one. Good pitch there by Carlson. Here comes the 1-2 offering. Here's a little shot into right field. High pop fly. Is it deep enough? And we're going to send Hastings. Hastings on his way to the plate. He'll relay from the catcher. It's a little high, and Hastings will score. RBI by Ethan Gray. Sacrifice RBI flyout. That'll be the second out of the inning, but Albia, more importantly, will give an out for a run. Most nights will take that. And tonight that gives Albia a 4-1 lead here, bottom of the second inning, and that'll bring up the pitcher, Griffin Osing. Osing picked up the base on balls his first time at the plate. Griff with a chance to start a new rally here. Can't beat a good two-out rally. Why not start it here? Carlson has other thoughts as he spins and sends a pitch home. Fastball upstairs and a little zip on that one. Osing had a challenge to come up with it. 0-1 count here. Two gone. Bottom of the second inning. Four runs across here. Big fourth inning for the Blue Demons. Started with the leadoff walk by Austin Summers. Vic Sanders was able to hit him in. Here's a high pop fly. Shallow left field. The left fielder calling for it, and they can't see it. It gets up over those lights. That is a hard catch to make. I know that's going to frustrate the coaches and you know, if you're a fan out here for the Sabres, that goes, oh man, how that drop out there. But folks, in the middle of the day, you can get what's called high sky, where it's a blue completely blue sky, and that ball will get lost up there. When you get on a baseball diamond, and these are some this is a really good lit, well lit baseball field. But when the ball gets as high as it does, like that one did, it gets up over the lights and really gets to be a challenge to bring down. So it is works out to Albia's favor. Yeah, I speak from experience. Now, I usually would backhand those behind the back and grab them after doing a somersault. You know, that's what I tell my kids. And amazing how the older I get, the better I was. But being there and watching it drop in front of me from experience, I know that feeling. 0-1 count, or 1-0 count here. Pitch outside, loose at the plate. Austin loose. The chance here to help out his teammate Osing, who's on the mound. Yu Sinclair, I believe, came in to run. I looked down and like a different runner out there. Yu Sinclair with those speedy legs of his. Smart kid. Good baseball player. Good all-around athlete. Daggone it, if he didn't get hurt during wrestling season, that kid was he was destined for state as well. He's just a sophomore, so he will be back. It'll be fun to watch. Great football player, wrestler, baseball player. Of course, that's kind of the tradition for the Sinclairs. And Austin Luce will pick up a base on balls here. So the runners at first and second.
Albia trying to get a two out rally going here. Gabe Gravert will stand in. This will be the ninth batter to come to the plate here for the Blue Demons in this big second inning. 4-1 Albia. Runners at second and first. Gravert takes his time. I want to hear from you tonight, folks. I want to know where you're listening from. 641-799-1437. Send me a text. Let me know you're listening tonight. First pitch is outside to Gravert. 1-0 count here. Gabe stands back in. Sinclair down second. Here's a pitch right over the heart of the plate. Froze him on that one. 1-1 count here. Drew Carlson on the mound. Lefty. He's done a good job of hurling the ball. 1-1 count here. Two away. Here's a foul ball. And that one lands just below my left foot. Austin Summers runs out, grabs it, looks up at his uncle, shakes his head. He gets it honestly, folks. He gets it honestly. 1-2 count here. Gravert at the plate. Here's the pitch, and this one catches Gravert. Well, that'll load the bases up, and that'll bring up Austin Summers. This will be his second plate appearance of this inning. Austin Summers at the plate. He walked the first time he was at the plate this inning. Base is loaded. Here comes a pitch. Austin drills one towards the shortstop. Gloves it. Comes up with it. Over the second for the third out of the inning. But the Blue Demons come up big here in the bottom half of the second. They send ten batters to the plate. And Albie's able to get four runs across. And we'll go to the top. The top of the third inning, Albia 4, Twin Cedars 1. Folks, don't go anywhere. I can assure you this is going to be a contest right down to the end. The Sabres, the Blue Demons, when we come back right here to your sports leader, KIC.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you, with no obligation, at your home or the funeral home, to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Stay cool with Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia, open 7 days a week. Powerade, large assorted varieties of flavors are 69 cents each. Regular diet and caffeine-free Pepsi and Mountain Dew 24-packs are $6.99 plus deposit. Busch and Busch Light 24-packs are $13.89 plus deposit. Bud Light, Coors Light, and Miller Light 24-packs are $15.79 plus deposit. Cool savings from Jim and Charlie's.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Four big runs across the bottom half of the second inning for the Blue Demons, and they'll take a 4-1 lead going into this third inning. Osing on the mound for the Blue Demons. Good performance here tonight for him. A lot of ball game left, folks, as Twin Cedars is a team that has been able to hit the ball. So no deficit's going to be too much here tonight. I started to tell you about the new board operator back there at the studio. That's Zach James. Zach got an induction on Monday night working with Scotty Fry. Scotty's teaching us something. Zach's going to learn. I'm a little biased early on here, but Zach is a great guy, learning the job, and he's going to be doing some production work that we're going to be excited to be a part of and surrounded. And great guy, doing a good job on the board. So welcome aboard, Zach James. You probably remember, if you listen to Friday Night Football, had Zach on a couple of times from Montezuma. Here's a ground ball. Hits sharply past the third base coach, Matt Miller. Sabres are being led off by Coy Moore. Moore led things off with a single, eventually scored as he's able to produce his way around the bases. Stole second, got the third. A near stolen base. Probably goes a pass ball, but the ball didn't get by the catcher very much. Moore, some quick legs. 389 batting average. It's improving. And he finds himself here ahead in the count, 2-1. Osing on the rubber. Spins, brings the pitch home. Here's a shot into left field. Over there is Vic Sanders, and Sanders will glove that one, bringing in for out number one. One away here, and that'll bring up the third baseman, Otis Roby. 276 on the season. Flew out to center field his first time at the plate. Otis, lefty. Here's a pitch upstairs outside. Ball one. Hunter Ombre over here to chase it down. The batting team gets the foul balls against the backstop. Hunter, I believe that's Tish Ombre's son. Tish had helped with the youth sports Twin Cedars when they playing the youth basketball league. Coached a lot of those teams. Good athlete. 1-1 count here, one away. Here's a pitch, foul ball up and out of play. That one's hooking over foul, and stay away from the cars. And it does. 1-2 here. Otis Roby at the plate. Stands in. Takes a look. Osing gets a sign from Graver, the catcher. Here comes a fastball upstairs outside. Ball two. Albie in their white pinstripe pants. White pinstripe pullover. The blue undershirts. And the blue electric A stitched right above the heart. And their foul ball lifted up and out of play. The Sabres, they've got their gray matching shirt and top. Blue lettering. Sabres across the front. Sharp-looking outfit. And I'll tell you what, folks, 9-3, watching them in Senior Babe Ruth and talking to some of the people I know from the area that knew that they were going to be a pretty good team. They're demonstrating that here in the early part of the season. Make sure they get back their center fielder, Brent Parker. Not sure what happened. Looked like his left hand. That's a young man that they certainly want to have back in their lineup. And that'll be a base on balls. Otis Roby battled back there in the count. Picked up a base on balls, and that'll bring up the catcher, Hunter Ombre. 394. He had a single the first time at the plate, scoring Coy Moore. RBI for Ombre. Came into tonight with 7 RBIs, second on the team behind Corey Harrell. Both of them sophomores. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Here's a throw down to second. It's in time. Did they make the tag? No. Boy, the slide by Roby slid to the outfield side of second base. O'Leary came in and tried to make a tag from the inside of second base, and Roby did a good job of sliding around the tag there by O'Leary. The throw a little in front of the bag, but it was in time. It's good execution there by the base runner. 1-1 count here on Ombre. Runner down to second base. And check the 0-2. John Flattery, I'll tell you what I... Here comes the 0-2 pitch. That one's down the dirt, picked up by Graver. Did a good job of keeping that in front of him. Got his body over, knocked it down. Came up quick. Gabe, a good athlete. His opposing catcher, Ombre at the plate. Here comes a pitch outside, and again, Gabe has to go after it and chase it. 2-2 count here. Griffin got ahead in the count. That's what you do. You want to throw pitches that... bait the batter into chasing a bad pitch. That's the luxury you have of getting a lead in the count. 2-2 pitch here. Here's a pitch upstairs and outside. That'll move the count to full. Now the balance of pressure is equal between the pitcher and the batter. Full count, one away, top of the third inning, Albie leading 4-1. Outfield playing medium depth. Aubrey's got a little pop. You can see it in his bat. Here comes a pitch, and he gets a hold of one. Hits it in the left field. But right there, playing the right distance, and the depth is Vic Sanders. He comes up with it for out number two. Aubrey got a lot of that ball. That'll be the second out of the inning, second time this inning that Vic Sanders has had to use his glove out there in left field. That'll bring up their top hitter, Corey Harrell. 485. This young man is tearing the cover off the ball, including a couple of home runs, 13 RBIs. Stands in. He got fooled his first time at the plate by Osing and strikeout. One oh here. The first pitch goes upstairs. Otis Roby down at second base. Here comes a pitch. Foul ball back against the fence. That'll move the count to 1-1. One count here, two outs. Top of the third inning, 4-1 Albion. Here comes a pitch. The runner is going. Throw down the third. Summers with the tang, and it's in time. That'll be the third out of the inning. Roby tried to take third base. Graver came up with a cannon, threw it down to Summers, hovering around third, and that'll be out number three. So we'll go to two at the bottom of the third inning. Albion with a 4-1 lead when we come back. Back to Blue Demon Baseball. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced, caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
Four-one Blue Demons, tie, or the bottom of the third we go. Vic Sanders lead things off. Vic had a single his first time up at the plate. That big second inning that produced 4 runs, 4 to Blue Demons. And Vic will see if we can get another rally going here in the bottom half of the third inning here. Carlson on the mound, lefty on lefty here. Vic, tall, lanky, left-handed batter, throws with the right hand. Just a natural baseball player. Here comes the pitch. This one right across the inside of the plate. Beautiful looking pitch there by Carl. 1-1 the count. Bottom of the third inning. Lights fully in effect here. Here's a shot into left center field. Left fielder trying to line it up, and he'll come up with it. That'll be out number one. That'll bring up Christian Summers. Christian Summers did last time at the plate. Lay down a sacrifice bunt that allowed Austin Summers and Vic Sanders to advance. Put it out there right in front of the plate. Executed it. Well, now he'll come to the plate. Chance to swing away here. One gone. Bottom of the third inning. Carlson brings it around, sends it home, leads it outside. Christian keeping his average at 286. Here comes the next offering. This one stays outside as well. That'll move the count to 2-0. Probably wait on a strike. Here comes the 2-0. No, he doesn't. A little blooper in the infield. Harrell over. Behind him, and the ball drops. Again, that was a difficult one. That one got up there high, but the second baseman, the first baseman, Failed to communicate there, and that is why you run them all out. And that'll be an error on the infield. Christian over at first base. And that'll bring up Austin O'Leary. Austin, 455 and improving. And two RBIs is the last time at the plate in a single. O'Leary showed bunt. So Albie, let's see if they can take advantage of this Sabre mistake here. Christian getting a short lead. Here's a bunt to lay down by O'Leary. And that'll go foul. Pitch was on the inside. Austin did a good job of getting the barrel of the bat on it. Had to adjust the bat. But because of the placement, really difficult to turn the bat in such an angle that you could lay it out there in fair territory, but nearly got it done. 1-1 count here. One away. Summers over at first. Christian getting a short lead. Carlson, the lefty, looks over the first. Pauses. And is bringing the pitch to the plate. That one stays upstairs, outside, ball two. 2-1 the count here. Austin O'Leary, the second baseman, sophomore, who's very consistent at second base and more than consistent at the plate. 455 on the season. Here's a swing and a miss, strike two. Fooled him on that one. 455 batting average in the ninth spot and this batting roster. You say, well, why would the 455 guy be batting now? Here's a shot by O'Leary. Gets by the third baseman and drops out into left field. And that'll advance Summers down to second base. So back-to-back hits by O'Leary. But I'm going to tell you, when you have a young player that's stroking the ball the way O'Leary is doing it, sometimes making adjustments, moving them up in the order, can really get them thinking about things. So keeping right where he's at, probably really good for Austin. Season matures and goes along. May see some changes in the order, but right now I think Coach is doing the right thing, keeping him right where he's at. Here comes the pitch. This one's right over the heart of the plate. Yep. I apologize. That was a ball. 1-0 count here. Christian Summers over at first. O'Leary at second. Here's a swing and a miss. Hastings swung through that one. Foul ball. 1-1 count, one away. Probably heard Coach Britton giving some encouragement from the dugout. Here's a pitch that stays outside. Ball two, 2-1. Drew Carlson on the mound for the Sabres. Lefty looks back at Summers at second. Nobody holding him on. Here's a pitch inside. That'll move the count to 3-1. Hastings likely get a pitch that he can hit here. Stay back. Hunter, 321 on the season. Here's a pitch and just missed it. Fouled it off. That'll keep, that moves the count to full. One out here. Runners up first and second. Important to get a good jump here. You don't want to, if you're on the base path. Here's a shot by Hastings into center field, and Springer right there to come up with the grab, and that was a line drive shot. Hunter got a lot of that ball. The center fielder right there to square it up, and that is out number two, and that'll bring up Ethan Gray, the shortstop. Ethan sacrificed RBI in the second inning and had a single in the first. So Ethan with another chance here to get a run in for the Blue Demons. Center fielder shading over to the right side of the field. Ethan, kind of batter that will push it to the left side. He bats left-handed. So he's got a nice little gap there between the left fielder and the center fielder. Here comes a pitch. Swing and a miss. All right. Strike two. 0-2 the count. Leary over at first base with a single. Summers at second. He reached on the air. Two gone here. Bottom of the third inning. Albie out in front 4-1. Carlson for the Sabres. On the mound. Looks back at Summers at second. Brings a pitch. And here's a ground ball. Slow roller to the second baseman. Picks it up. Scoops it up. Throws it over the first. And this time the Sabres complete the 4-3 put out for out number three. And Albie leaves two runners stranded. As we close out this third inning, Albie will take a 4-1 lead when we come back. To the top of the fourth we go. Don't you go anywhere. You're listening to Blue Demon Baseball right here on your sports leader, KIC.
Do you or a loved one suffer from respiratory problems requiring home or portable oxygen? If so, you can breathe easy with oxygen equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. At Hammer, we understand the importance of providing top quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. That's why Hammer provides a wide variety of home and portable oxygen products and much more. No matter what your oxygen needs, we have a solution for you. Hammer is proud to provide the most advanced oxygen technologies available, each designed with your comfort and convenience in mind. In Sheraton, stop by 914 Court Avenue or call 774-4600. That's Hammer.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Mm-hmm. 4-1 Blue Demons, top of the fourth. And the fourth spot up for the Sabres. Corey Harrell will stand back in the batter's box. He was at the plate as he watched his teammate get thrown out at third base. As Roby tried to take third, and Gray and Summers tagged up for a 2-5 put out. Here comes the first offering. Foul ball right at the dugout. Coach Cagle with his bare paw mitts there. Nearly grabbed that one. Oh, one pitch. Here's a shot. That's a well-hit ball. Deep. Center field to the deepest part of the field, and that one is going to drop one hop the fence, and Harrell is on his way to second base. And most ballparks, that would be outside the ballpark. But fortunately for the Blue Demons, that went to the furthest part of the park, and it landed 373 feet away, the fence 375, and he got a hold of that one and then some. He'll be asking his mom for a little more Wheaties in the morning before he leaves for the day, because that ball, just a little wind from his back, and that thing would have been dancing out there on 137. Stand-up double for Corey Harrell. Here's a foul ball as Derek Springer stands in. Derek, tall, good-looking athlete. He entered the ball game after his teammate got injured. Hope to. Here's a attempt by Harrell. He throw down the third, a little high, gets by Summers into left field. Vic Sanders right there to come up with it. Harrell nosedive into third base. Christian went up to get that one, a little high. And Harrell works his way over to third base. 1-1 count here. Derek Springer at the plate. Chance to help his teammates out with the RBI here. Here comes a pitch, and that one cuts to their outside corner, strike two. I can see this kid with the basketball. Yeah, 1-2 pitcher. Here's a ground ball. High chopper into foul territory, picked up by Gravert, and that'll keep the count at 1-2. Harrell was on his way home. Gabe probably liked to cut that a little bit, about 3 inches over into fair territory. Probably could have tagged out Harrell. Harrell getting a little encouragement from his coach. Maybe you want to see where that one's going. Harrell over at third. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, and that was a fastball, a frozen rope right on the inside corner for a strike number three for the first down of the inning. Harrell led this inning off with a shot, 373, the fence 375, it may have been 374. It one-hopped, didn't it? It was a short hop. Stop by Graver, that one in the dirt. One away, Drew Carlson, the pitcher at the plate. Carlson got hit by a pitch, his first plate appearance.
Looked like a foul ball. It came off really hard, but it didn't faze him any. Here's a fastball that stays upstairs. 2-0 count here. Pitcher on pitcher. Righty to lefty. Drew with a chance to help his cause. He's got a runner over third base, his teammate Harrell. Here's a pitch that stays up high. That'll keep the count at 3-0. Keep the count. That'll move the count to 3-0. One away, top of the fourth inning, 4-1 Albia. Here comes the 3-0 offering. This one stays outside, and that'll be a base on balls. Well, Albia will have to get a call out to the defense. We'll see what they do here with the runners on the corners. Carlson, a good athlete, likely will be moving on the first pitch. Look for a bunt possibly here. Although with the pressure on the defense, see if Albia will choose to concede the runner down to second or make a play at it. Harrell over at third. He's a big kid. I didn't notice him being slow of foot, though. So Osing will probably want to keep Harrell close to the bag if Albia's going to make an attempt down to the second base. We'll see here as the drama unfolds. 4-1 Blue Demons. Top of the fourth inning. One away. Runners at the corners. Drew Carlson at first. Here's a fastball called strike one. Runner was not moving. Eric Clark laid down a sacrifice bunt his first time at the plate. 0-1 pitch. Runner gets the lead. They throw over to first. Chase him back. They didn't realize they were going to make a radio appearance, one of the fans in the crowd. Perfect timing. Here's a pitch high, pop fly into foul territory. Austin Summers going over towards the fence. Can he makes the catch? He's got to throw it to the plate on the dime. Summers with a beautiful throw. The throw out of home. Oh, my. What a shot. Summers chased it for about 100 feet into foul territory. Come up with it. Out near the pitching warm-up spot out in right field and threw a bullet to the plate. One hop to Gravert. Gravert laid down the tag. And how about that for double play end of the top of the fourth inning? So the Twin Cedars lose an opportunity there as Corey Harrell led things off with a big shot double. But Albia with a great play from the right fielder Austin Summers, the throw out at home. And the Blue Demons will take a 4-1 lead to the bottom of the fourth. When we come back to Blue Demons Bowl.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic provides a healing touch for all ages, from newborn to end of life. Just ask Lynette Major.
My whole family trusts Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic for exams, preventative medicine, and day-to-day acute illnesses. I can often get same-day appointments, and I trust Lori Vitko, our nurse practitioner, to care for us as a whole.
Call us today to schedule an appointment or visit mchalbia.com/clinic.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Beautiful night here at ground level, but a crazy atmospheric night, as you can probably at home catching the breakups here and there. We apologize for those technical, but the cellular waves on the Hi-Fi 3G network carrying this data across the line. At some nights, everything right kind of cuts things up a little bit. But nonetheless, as we ended that top of the fourth inning, an outstanding, probably one of the best plays you'll ever see. At a high school level, Austin Summers gave chase from his right field position, went about 30, 40 feet, maybe more into to foul territory. Here's a little blooper by Osing leading things off. A diving attempt. Did he come up with that? Oh, my. What a diving attempt. Levi Jones lays it out and comes up with that one. And back-to-back plays by the right fielder. Austin Summers made as good a play as you're going to see in high school with the catch out in right field and the throw out at home. And then his counterpart on the Sabres team come rushing in and took away a hit there by Griffin Osing, a diving attempt out there in right field. What a great play. Boy, back-to-back great plays by the right fielders. Let's see here. We got a change in the Here's a foul ball, up and out of play. Oh, Derek Springer went to right field. Okay, that was Springer that made the catch out there. All right, I give the kid, the right kid, credit. Levi Jones had went to center field after the injury, and they made the change, and I catch it, and that's not surprising. Here's a ground ball to the third baseman. Long throw, and that one gets by the first baseman. Sanders, check that loose on his way to second base. Turns and looks. And regardless of if that ball was going to be caught or not, that was going to be an infield hit. He goes to second on the air. But that was a tremendous play out in right field by Derek Springer. I want to give that kid the proper kudos because big number 22, he's the young man I was talking about. Good-looking athlete, probably goes 6'3 or 4, maybe even taller than that. He laid it all out for his teammates. He kind of looked like he may have injured his arm a little bit, kind of down favoring it. But, boy, the pain can go away when you make a play like that, no doubt about it. Osteluz on the throw over the first. That'll bring up Gabe Gravert. Gravert, who made the tag on that beautiful catch and throw by Austin Summers, lined himself up in the right spot, guarded the plate, gobbled up the throw, laid down the tag, and made it look easy. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Gravert swing and fouls it off. Austin Luce was on the move. Yeah, he's a right-handed Randy Stafford up here playing both PA and my sidekick. Get me all straightened out. Here's a shot by Gravert. This one into right center field. That lands in the gap, and that'll be a single for Gravert. That'll advance loose over the third base. Gabe reached out and took that ball right in the gap. Back-to-back singles for the Blue Demons. We've got runners at the corners. And that'll bring up Austin Summers. Austin, fielder's choice his last time at the plate. Walked to open up that big second inning for the Blue Demons. The big right-hander will stand in. Here comes the offering. This one stays upstairs and outside. Hunter Ombre comes up with it, throws it back to his pitcher, Drew Carlson. Carlson going the distance here for the Sabres. Albie with the 4-1 lead. Runners at the corners, one away. 1-0 pitch to Summers. This one stays outside as well. Two and zero here. Austin Summers at the plate. One away. Here's the pitch. This one stays outside as well. 3-0 count here. Look at this one. 3-0 count here. Runners at the corner. Gravert over to first. Sanders at third. Here's a pitch, and this one right down the heart of the plate. And Austin would like to have had a swing at that one. So why couldn't that have been on a 3-1 count there? Austin will have a chance here. Here comes a 3-1. Runners at the corners. Here comes a pitch inside and off of the backside of Austin. Hit him in the sweet spot. And we'll ask his mom later if that was a Spalding or a Rawling ball that was thrown, because I imagine the print is there. Austin goes down to second base or first base. Now load the bases up and bring up Vic Sanders. Vic, 1-for-2 tonight, and the score. Lefty on lefty. Here's a pitch right down the heart of the plate. Strike one. Came with a fastball there. Right on money. Base is loaded. Another opportunity here for the Blue Demons to have a big inning. This one stays outside. 1-1 the count, one away. Vic Sanders at the plate, bases juiced. Loose over at first, he picked up the single. Graver with the single, and Austin Summers just got hit by a pitch. Here's a pitch, this one stays outside, 2-1. Drew Carlson on the mound, lefty, taking his time. Set himself up, looks it in, stays in the stretch. Brings the 2-1 offering. This one will stay upstairs and outside as well. 3-1 here. Walk is a run for the Blue Demons. Vic would like to have a chance to hit a couple of his teammates in here. 3-1 pitch. Going to get one to hit here. Here comes a 3-1. Inside, and that one's right over the inside corner. Kind of froze Vic there. That was perfect placement. Full count. Payoff pitch right here. Something's going to happen. Here's a pitch. This one stays inside, and that one's going to be another called strike three. Same spot as the last one. That'll bring up Christian Summers. Christian reached on the air his last time at the plate. Lay down a sacrifice bunt his first time. With bases loaded, two away here. 4-1 to Albia. Christian. Looks at the pitch, swing and a miss. That one, same spot as the last pitch. Christian went after it. Kind of reached over and bent over to chase it. 0-1 count. Here comes the next offering. This one stays upstairs and outside. 1-1. An opportunity right here for the Blue Demons. Base is loaded. Christian Summers at the plate. Brings a pitch. Fouls it off, and he'll stay alive here. 1-2 the count. Gave it a good rip. Carlson steps back on the mound. Base is loaded. Here comes the pitch. Change up, and that'll be a call strike three. So, great job there by Drew Carlson to work his way out of some deep trouble there. Had the bases loaded with one out and back-to-back strikeouts, and Albia loses an opportunity. But Carlson did a good job of working his teammates out of that little mess they got themselves in. We'll go to the top of the fifth inning. Albia with the 4-1 lead. We'll be right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Baseball.
These were the times when you could walk into a car dealership and it was family owned and you were treated like family because that's the way it was. You were sold what fit your needs, nothing more, nothing less, because that's the way it was. You can still get that family owned treatment from Dewey Motor Company, family owned since 1952.
Dewey, remember these. We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Top of five we go, 4-1, Blue Demons, and look what the cat drug in. Joe, I saw you coming across there at the two wheels on, and beautiful night to be out riding the old bike.
What a beautiful night for baseball, folks. I am so happy to be here at the wonderful Albia High School sports complex.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. You know, you got to give credit to where credit's due. The visionaries that put this park together all those many years ago, back in, I think, in 1982, 83, 84, and somewhere in there, they put these blue pants together and then built the park. And what a great complex we have here. And it
know, starting off here in the top half of the fifth, we've got Twin Cedars trailing 4-1, and they come to bat.
I think this is Colin Steele at the plate here. Colin struck out his first time at the plate. The second baseman, 190 batting average. Joey, I don't know if you caught the broadcast coming in, but a big second inning for the Blue Demons. Gave us a nice rally and a missed opportunity there. We had bases loaded and back-to-back strikeouts. Not the way the Blue Demons would want to go, but a fine job of pitching by Drew Carlson.
Crawled out of the sprayer here about half an hour ago and hustled on in here. Watch some Blue Demon baseball, and folks, a lot of baseball left here in the high school season. Got, I think, playoffs start the 15th of July. Is that right?
Yeah,
somewhere in that neighborhood. So good 6 weeks, folks. Make sure you get yourselves a copy of the schedule. It's available online. And come out and support the Blue Demon baseball team this summer.
Colin Steele picks up the walk for the Twin Cedar Sabres, and that'll bring up Levi Jones, the right fielder. Levi, a 174 batting average on the season. And you look down the list here, Levi Jones, you know, these are some young kids. Levi, a junior, but this roster for Twin Cedars, you'll notice there's a lot of sophomores and juniors.
Ooh, inside pitch there, just head high. Griffin Osing bringing the heat there.
I've had shaves that weren't that close.
That'll brush that batter back and give him the outside corner now.
Yeah.
See if he works him away here.
1-0 count here. Runner at first base. Colin Steele, Levi Jones at the plate. Here comes a called strike. 1-1
painted
the count.
That outside corner. Nice job there. Griffin Osing working both sides of the play here against Levi Jones.
Levi flew out to third baseman. Here's a curveball that stays upstairs and just misses on the inside. 2-1 the count.
Pretty good looking pitch there. Yeah. Kind of froze him. I think he would have taken the swing at that if he weren't stepping into the bucket for fear of that inside corner.
Comes another pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased a fastball on the outside. Griffin did a good job on the mound. He's gone the distance here.
Working out of the stretch here, Griffin Osing, he's got the first base occupied. And there's a strikeout.
That was a nice pitch there, out number one. Runner at first base, Colin Steele, the second baseman, reached on the walk, and that'll bring up the leadoff hitter, Coy Moore. Coy, a sophomore, shortstop, flew out in the third and led things off with a single, stole a couple of bases, and scored on an RBI.
Here's a throw down at first.
Just missed. Kind of caught, I think, caught the runner sleeping there a little bit.
Gabe Gravert, real nice job jumping out of his crouch there and gunning down there with the catcher's throw to the first. Just late. There's a strike on the outside corner of the plate.
So, Joe, what you been up to, buddy?
Been running a sprayer and enjoying you broadcasting the Blue Demons on 96.7 KIIC and live streaming on KIICradio.com.
Here's a high chopper towards short. Gray backs up, throws it over to second for the force out, and that took a big old hop up there. Otherwise, that might have been a double play ball, but nonetheless, Albie gets the lead out. Out number two. Two away here in the top of the fifth inning, and that'll bring up Otis Roby. So the crops and everything looking good?
I'll tell you what, we're in the middle of a little mini drought right now, but the hay has been going up fantastic. All the farmers are listening in on 96.7. Appreciate the broadcast that they get to hear for our hometown athletics, not just the Demons, but also the Sheraton Chargers to give us updates on what's going on down in Davis County. They've got a great year going in baseball. Isn't that a
15-0?
Special story? So there's a 15-0 for the Davis County Mustangs as a throw over.
Oh, that one
gets away from the first baseman and scampering down to second base is Levi Jones. Or is that?
That is Coy Moore.
Coy Moore. Yeah. Coy Moore there. But no, it's a great time in agriculture right now. The corn's planted, the beans are planted, the hay's getting put up. Just waiting for Mother Nature to give us a little shower.
It's been, I think, if I'm not mistaken, this may be the longest time in history. There's a little blooper behind third base in the foul territory. Summers, Sanders, and Gray giving chase, but that'll land foul and give our batter a 1-1 count.
He picked a nice spot to flare that thing, because if it would have been a little bit shorter, a little bit further right, there would have been three Albie Blue Demons camped under it.
A lot of white converging on that one. But it's been a while since we've had a drought, and so I think this may be the longest time we've went without experiencing drought-like conditions. You'd say the odds are probably stacking up against us to have a dry summer.
Well, it'll be something we don't have any control over. One thing's for sure.
I thought you pulled some strings, buddy.
We're going to have some. We're going to have some fun watching the Albie Blue Demons play baseball until the end of...
Oh! There's a line drive over the outstretched glove of Christian Summers. The throw coming back in, and boy, that was a line drive.
A fraction of an inch separated Christian Summers' glove at the end of his outstretched arm from the snare of that kind of a... not really a hardliner, but it sure wasn't a softliner either. Landed about halfway between third base and the outfield fence. Nice job by the left fielder getting it in, holding the runner to third base. So we've got first and third with two outs. Number 26 coming up to bat, Jason.
Yeah, that's Hunter Ombre, the catcher. He's a young man batting .394 coming into tonight's contest. He's 1-for-2 tonight. We've got a real nice compact swing. Strong kid.
Really good set of batting averages for this Twin Cedars team. They've got five kids batting over .300 and looks like two of them over .400.
Yeah, there's a team, they're .300 batting average on the year. That's you're doing getting something done. And we got to see them play in Senior Bay Bruth, and you could see they sweeped us up here, and you knew they had the makings of a fine team.
Well, 4-1 lead here for the Blue Demons.
Runner's
we got
going.
Two outs. There's a runner going down third.
That other play. Throw. It's out there. It got him.
Got him.
Gabe Gravert
nice
with
job.
A throw out.
Gabe Gravert guns it down to the shortstop, and that is Caleb Gray covering and gets the tag down, applies the tag for the third out in the inning.
Well, the Blue Demons worked their way out of a little bit of trouble here in the top of the fifth. We'll go to the bottom half of the fifth inning, 4-1 Albie. When we come back, Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, don't go anywhere.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new Old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
The last seed's in the ground.
Check.
The planter inspected and ready for next year.
Check.
Well, Barker Implement will check.
And the tractor that pulls it. This is Sue for Barker Implement. You're going to hear my voice from now on, and you'll like what I have to say if you like saving time and money. Bring in your planter for a John Deere inspection and receive a tractor inspection free.
But the free tractor inspection will only be offered for a limited time.
Learn more at ebarkers.com. Powered by Green, driven by values.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Bottom of fifth we go. Albie with a 4-1 lead here. Austin O'Leary, who's been tearing the cover off the ball, the second baseman, will lead us off and see if we can't get a little fifth inning rally going here. Austin, 455 on the season. He's got a couple of hits tonight. Joe, he has really built some confidence at the plate here in the early part of the season.
And he does a good job starting things off. You know, he's batting here in the nine hole, getting ready for the top. Really like what we see out of Austin O'Leary this season, doing a really good job. Sophomore stepping in there in the starting role. Takes a called strike one on the outside corner of the plate. Nice job here by the umpire calling those balls and strikes. Sure do like to see that right hand going up. And that makes the game go a little bit faster. Here's a pop-up right over our heads. The count now 0-2 on Austin O'Leary in a little bit of a hole here. But kid that can really handle the bat, does a good job covering the plate, protecting. And not a kid that strikes out very much.
No, he's going to make contact. Here's a swing and a miss in the dirt. Catcher Ombre throws it down to first.
And that's a strikeout 2-3 on the putout. So I jinxed Austin there by saying he's a kid that doesn't strike out very much, folks, and I'll try to not do that anymore. But give the K to the Sabre pitcher, and Hunter Hastings will step in. He's got a great year going, the senior standout for the Blue Demons.
Drew Carlson, the pitcher for the Sabres, three straight strikeouts. You know, and he really found himself in a really a difficult place in that top of the, or the bottom of the fourth inning. Bases loaded and one away, and he struck out the last two batters.
After a called strike, a ball high there on Hunter Hastings, and I know that some of the Blue Demons that are listening on the radio might be wondering, you know, how's it good if you're getting some of these margins?
Oh, hey, there's a drive shot by Hastings, deep left center
field. Over the left field's head, and he cannot handle it. Digging in for second base is Hunter Hastings with a long fly ball. Count that double up for Hunter Hastings on a 1-1 count. Hastings takes the ball 4 feet in front of the fence in left center. He stands in with one out on second base.
And he just had turned on that just a little more. That had been over there on the rock road dancing around. That was a beautiful swing by Hunter Hastings. He's just a natural baseball player. Watching Hunter grow up into this game, he just has all those natural attributes of an outstanding baseball player.
Ethan Gray steps in. That's the shortstop.
There's a call strike on the outside corner. Ethan tonight, single, sacrifice bunt, and then ground out in the third inning.
Big strike zone here tonight, and that makes it hard for a team to come back. And
there's
a line drive. Right center, that gets down, and here comes Hunter Hastings to score. Holding up at first base with an RBI single is Ethan Gray, and the crowd applause is obviously audible here on your radios on 96.7. Nice job there. Just a good job of left-handed hitting there by Ethan Gray.
He's .348 on the season coming in tonight. He's going to help his average out there with a 2-for-3. The sacrifice does not count as an at-bat. So
5-1 now your score as Griffin Osing steps in.
There's a pitch outside. Osing going the distance on the mound. He's 1-for-2 tonight and a walk. Griffin had a solo shot home run the other night that cleared the fence about 2 foot over the top of the fence, split those two zeros out there on the 300 mark.
Swing and a miss there for Griffin. Evens the count at 1-1. Gray holding, being held over there at first base. Sabres holding him close. He gets about a four-step lead. Reynolds pitching out of the stretch.
Here comes the delivery outside. That's a ball. Wilson, I saw he's back. Is he back for the summer? I know he's playing rugby. Does he have to stay in some type of routine for that? Does he get a full summer off to hang out with you? Or
there's a pickoff move. Gray is stuck between first and second. Gets tagged out by the first baseman. A little stumble there by Ethan Gray. A nice pickoff move there by the left-handed pitcher there, Drew Carlson. I am right about that. It's Drew Carlson.
You are
pitching.
Correct. That is a unfortunate.
So there's two outs now in the inning. Griffin Osing stands in now with a two balls, one strike count, two outs now. He looks at inside. Ball 3-1. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. A 5-1 Albia Blue Demon lead here at the beautiful Albia Sports Complex, well lit by that Musco lighting.
Here's a shot. The blooper into a center field, and it sounded like he went off the bat a little better than that, but it gets over the outstretched arms of the second baseman. I thought he got into that one a little bit, and it sure sounded pretty.
It was a bloop, but it was a bloop that found a hole. Just a lot of respect there by the Sabre outfield playing deep for Griffin Osing.
Sounded a lot bigger, like I do on the radio.
Yep.
Sounded a lot big. But that was a base hit for Osing, and that'll bring in a familiar name. Hugh Sinclair will come in.
Hugh's there pinch running over there at first base as Austin Luce steps in.
Here's Sinclair down the second. Throw a little high, but it's on time, and that'll be a throw out. Boy, that was a quick release by Ombre, and the throw out down to second base. A couple of outs on the base path for the Blue Demons to end this bottom of the fifth inning. We'll go to the top of the sixth.
Yep. They do get one. They get one run on a couple of base hits, and 5-1 your score as we go to six here at the Albia Sports Complex. Blue on top, 5-1 over the Sabres.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Walker with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. It's time to think about making your home or business ready for summer. Did you know the Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative's website offers energy-saving tips and information? Find out how small changes can make a big difference when you take the Energy Savings Home Tour. Find us on the web at cvrec.com. Once you are there, click on Services to find a great list of energy efficiency resources. Do your wallet a favor this winter by checking it out. This is a message from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
At Community First Credit Union, we're proud of our mortgage rates. With rates so low and home prices very attractive, there has never been a more affordable time to buy or refinance a home. Right now, CFirst is offering a 10-year adjustable rate mortgage as low as 3.75%. Now is the time to buy or refinance. Apply online or visit one of our 15 locations today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Call for additional cost information available for a 30-year amortization fixed for the first 10 years and then may adjust annually. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time only. Federally insured by the NCUA.
6-1 Blue Demons, top of the sixth inning. Leading things off, Hunter Ombre will step back in. The catcher just had a couple of throwouts on the base path. He'll stand in with a .394 batting average tonight. Here comes the first offering, and that goes right over the inside corner of the plate, strike one.
And a nice job there by Griffin Osing. Taking the inside part of that plate, there's going to be nobody stepping the bucket on Griffin Osing tonight. Gets that inside strike, goes outside, and it's 1-1 count now, a little bit wide. Nice job by our guy back in the
station.
Yeah,
we got one of the best, buddy.
Zach getting some reps in there.
Got Scotty Fry running the board. We got Zach Jams running the board. We got the best in the business.
There's a ball a little bit low, 2-1 the count now. Osing trying to pull the string on that one. Nice job there by the twin catcher to lay off that one just a little bit low. So 2-1 count now. We are in the top six.
There's a nice strike right on the outside corner. Griffin working his way back in the count. 2-2 here. Just underway, top of the sixth inning. Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers here with you from the Monroe County Sports Complex on this beautiful night for baseball. Pitch upstairs, and that'll move the count to full. You know, we talk about this team off the air, Joe, between innings, and this is a young team that's going to gel and get better as the season goes along, and they're going to have to do that, cutting their teeth in one of the most difficult conferences in the state.
There's a shot to left center. A can of corn for a center fielder. Hunter Hastings camps under it with two hands, makes the grab, one out here in the top of the sixth. And this is a great opportunity for some young Albia talent. You know, we've been a top-heavy, senior-laden, junior-laden, you know, upperclassman-laden baseball program for many, many years. And really, some of that top talent is not there this year. So we're relying on some young guys to step in. We got a sophomore on the mound. He throws one right past number 28, the big first baseman. That would be
Corey Harreland. He hit one 374 of that 375 out there to dead center. And thank goodness it went to that spot, because anywhere else on the field and it would have been out of here.
And there's another swing and a miss. So Harrell up there.
He does not get cheated, Joe.
He's up there swinging a very sturdy young fellow. Looks like he probably bench press about 245. Wouldn't have too much trouble beating him in the 100-yard dash, but big fella in there stands in. He hits a little squibber to the shortstop. Nice job by Ethan Gray. Throw over in time, and that's the second out of the inning.
Nice play there by Ethan to get that one gobbled up. And long throw, out number two, and that'll bring up the right fielder, Derek Springer. Springer making a diving catch out in right field. You're on your way in, I think, as I watched Austin Summers catch one out there by the practice mound out there, gobble up and then throw out the runner coming home. It was a thing of beauty. And then Springer tried to one-up him in the bottom or top half of the next inning. Here's a swing and a miss.
Heard you talk about the two nice plays by the right fielders. And really, we do have a lot of great talent in Southern Iowa in high school football, high school baseball. They have a lot of tradition. Moulton Udell, one of those schools that not a very big town, but a lot of baseball tradition there. There's a ball to even the count, 1-1. Griffin Osing, the sophomore, working out of the windup here with nobody on base.
Here comes a pitch upstairs. That'll stay high and keep the move the count to 2-1. Springer, you got to go a long ways upstairs to go high on this kid. He's a tall, lanky player, good athlete.
Griffin took a little bit off of that one and climbed the strike zone a little bit to see if he doesn't come back here with the heat away. And there's a heat down. Swing and a foul. 2-2 your count now. There are two outs in the inning. We're at top six. Albia leads 5-1 over Twin Cedars.
Look down at their roster as well. You'll see a lot of sophomores and underclassmen as well for the Sabres. So these are two teams that are going to get to see a lot of the same familiar faces and grow accustomed to each other. And this is a really good Twin Cedars team, 9-3 coming into tonight, and really good young baseball team as well. It's going
to
be a lot of
fun. To face these guys for the first time at home. There's a ball high, and Osing climbs back on with a full count. Springer looks at
strike three,
rings him up, and a nice change up there. Yep. Looked like a straight change by Griffin Osing. He gets the backwards K. Springer goes down looking, and we are going to go to the bottom of the sixth. Oh, that's they're going to call this the ball game.
Our PA guy's a little behind the ball. Going to pick on Randy, and he's sitting next to John Flattery, so you know. There was trouble over there on the right side of the press box.
We're going to play some more baseball, folks. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back. We've got this bottom of the sixth coming, and for sure we'll have a top of the seventh. Don't go anywhere on 96.7. It's Blue Demon Baseball taking on Twin Cedars.
After the wife asked me to look at paint color samples and give opinions on 20 different outfit changes, I really need something that returns me to my manhood. So I escaped to a John Deere skid steer. With all of those attachments, I can scoop, drill, dig, and grind like a landscaping superhero. And I can easily maneuver the skid steer in air-conditioned comfort. My only problem is that the tasks don't last long enough. So I'm back to the curtain patterns in the blink of an eye. Learn more about time-saving John Deere skid steers at ebarkers.com. Powered by green, driven by values.
We'd like to thank those of you who are involved in agriculture. Ag people feed the world. But our farmers and ranchers don't always get appreciated for their dedication. It takes a lot of hard work to make crops grow, and it takes a lot of guts to put it all on the line and face conditions that are not always cooperative. We support agriculture by investing in it with loans for operations, equipment, and livestock. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Austin Lewis to get things going here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Albia 5-1 lead over the Sabres from Twin Cedars.
Austin stepping in there for the second time in two innings. He was standing in there when Albia runner got thrown out. Hugh Sinclair at second base attempting a steal. He looks at a wide strike, and it's 0-1. And, you know, you can't complain about the strike zone.
Because it's really pretty darn consistent.
Pretty consistent. Yeah. And don't mind a big strike zone when you got a four-run lead, folks. And the smiles are all around the Monroe County Sports Complex as Albia enjoys this four-run lead. They're up 5-1 over Twin Cedars. There's a ball inside. Count goes to 2-1. We're at bottom six. Nobody out. Austin Luce up at bat. He stands in there for the Blue Demons.
Here's a shot. Luce puts it into left center field. That's
that could
a deep
go.
Ball.
That could go all the way. Oh, right just in front of the track. Center fielder comes over and makes the play right in front of the track. Just a little bit of air underneath that thing. Looked like he put a big enough charge into that to get it over, but a little heavy air tonight.
Levi Jones over to make the sure-handed grab for the Sabres. Out number one, and that'll bring up Gabe Gravert.
Albia's catcher stands in there. He's had a real good year at the plate.
Yeah, he's 333 on the season, Joe, and a one for two tonight and a walk.
He takes a ball high. Count now one ball, no strikes. We've got one out. Long fly ball out there by Austin Luce to start off this bottom half of the sixth inning. There's a inside strike to Gravert. Evens the count at 1-1. Left-handed pitcher there for the Twin Cedars Sabres is Drew Carlson. He brings it, and a foul behind us makes the count 1-2. 1-2 on Gabe Gravert.
Carlson did a nice job on the mound. The lefty got some velocity. It's been a good job of changing up the pitches. And one big inning. Here's a swing and a miss, and Gravert strikes out for the second out of the inning.
Pulled the string on him there, an off-speed pitch. Just got out in front of it and couldn't quite keep his hands back.
Five strikeouts tonight for Drew Carlson. That'll bring up Austin Summers.
Austin Summers, fine physical specimen there, stands in from the right-handed batter's box. Looks at ball one, but couldn't quite check his swing there. So it's a strike. 0-1 on Austin Summers.
Pitch inside.
Ball well inside. Did a good job to get out of the way of that one. Austin Summers, he can put a charge into it and put it over that left field fence.
The pitch just stays up and outside. That'll move the count to 2-1.
2-1. 300 feet down the lines here at the Monroe County Sports Complex. And I believe it's 385 to dead center field. Is that right, Jason?
375? You're right.
There's
on
a pop-up over the right side.
Oh.
First baseman can't get to it. The count now even after that foul ball, 2-2.
Austin get a little reprieve at the plate, and he'll head back out here. But, no, this is a pretty deep park, you know, for a high school baseball diamond. I think the shortest fence in the conference is down in Davis County. Sheraton's pretty darn similar. Centerville, of course, using the college field. It's a little bit deeper on the sides. And
there's a grounder right back to the pitcher. Does a nice job snag it. Oh, throws off the bag. The ball gets away into
Summers
the
away
foul territory. Summers is going to take second and gets the stop sign from Jim Kegel over there at third base. I think he probably could have made it, but Coach Kegel wisely holds him up there at second base. A single will score him now, extend the Blue Demons' lead.
You're listening to 96.7 KIIC in beautiful downtown Albia, Iowa.
Are we streaming live tonight, Jason, on KIICradio.com?
All over the web, and I'll tell you, this is really cool. The new app, if you have an Apple iPhone, or it's even on the Android.
There's a grounder right back up to the middle again. The pitcher this time takes a little bit more time. It records the out, and that's the final out of the sixth inning. You're going to see three more outs in this ball game. The Blue Demons are going to take care of business in the top half of the seventh, and the defense coming on the field.
I like your prediction there, Nostradamus. I'm going to go with it. We're going to come back. We're going to find out how much is it psychedelic, psycho, or psychotic? Which one is that?
One or the other.
Psychic. That's psychic. What we're looking for. When we come back, you're going to find out. Albia down to the final three outs. When we come back, 5-1 Blue Demons when we come to the seventh inning.
Mick Furniture in Albia is your hometown family-owned furniture store that is your local authorized Whirlpool dealer. Replace your washer or dryer, check out the full line of Whirlpool washers and dryers at Mick Furniture. If you're looking for a traditional top-load machine, Whirlpool now has the H2 low-wash system that automatically senses the size of each load and uses less water to deliver better cleaning performance and gentleness. The H2 low Whirlpool washer with the EcoBoost option uses up 74% less water and 77% less energy. Now that is a cost savings you can take to the bank.
There are three things you should know about digital mammography. It's better, it's faster, and it's here in Albia. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics introduces digital mammography. Your doctor gets clearer images. You get faster results that could save your life. Ask your doctor for digital mammography at Monroe County Hospital or call 641-932-1721. For digital mammography, visit Monroe County Hospital and Clinics. A healing touch you know and trust.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Top of the seventh inning, down to the final three outs for the Sabres. Albia with a 5-1 lead. Let's take a look at some defensive changes in the Albia lineup. First off, Vic Sanders will move in from left field. He'll go to the mound and send Osing over to third base. Entering in the contest will be Yu Sinclair, and he'll take up the ground out there in left field.
defensive alignment here for the Blue Demons. Try to get three outs here before the Twin Cedar Sabres can mount a four-run attack. And really like sophomore pitching here for the Blue Demons. You got Griffin Osing did a great job. Six innings of one-run baseball. Takes care of business for the Blue Demons. And he's going to be relieved by Victor Sanders. Not a save situation for Vic, but he stands in there. The tall, lanky right-hander for the Blue Demons. He's a sophomore. And he'll stand in and try to get the last three outs for the Demons here in the seventh inning.
Vic's done a really good job on the mound and real smooth with his delivery. And
very deliberate pitcher.
He is. He's
Vic takes his time, and he likes to make sure that there's a nice flat spot to land on when he's pitching downhill off of that rubber.
He'll face his opponent opposite pitcher. Drew Carlson leads things off for the Sabres. Here's a fastball called strike one. No hesitation there.
Standing in there, left-handed batter. He takes strike one, 0-1. Sanders is going to give us some time between pitches to tell you about it, folks. He's in his windup and brings that 0-1 pitch, gets away from the catcher. Evens the count at 1-1. We were talking about the live streaming, Jason. You were talking about the iPhone app for...
Yeah, it's absolutely a fabulous new app that Jay Mill has come up with, and you can download it for free on your Android phone or obviously on your iPhone here. But right away, as soon as you push it, it pulls up the broadcast.
Sweet. Swing and a miss there. 1-2 the count on the Twin Sabres left-handed pitcher standing in there. 1-2. Nobody out here. Tops seven. Albia's
off-speed
pitch and really stymied him there. Nice little squibber to the second baseman. Austin O'Leary takes care of Carlson for the first out here in the top of the seventh.
Now to bring up Eric Clark, the left fielder, 263 on the season. He's 1-for-1 tonight, or 0-for-1 tonight. He flew out to the right fielder and was a part of that bang-bang play by Austin Summers and the double play in that fourth inning. And he laid down a sacrifice bunt his first time at the plate in the second.
Another left-handed batter here for Vic Sanders. Pitching out of the windup. Brings one in a little bit low. Looked like a two-seamer that just kind of scuffed in front of the plate there. Real nice job on that last out there by Vic Sanders. Pulled the string on that ball and just a weak grounder to the second baseman. Ball high here, makes the count 2-0. Vic Sanders smooths out the dirt in front of the mound. Steps on top, gets his sign. Out of the windup, the right-hander brings it. And there is a pop-up high and out of play. 2-1 to count now. Victor Sanders, a fresh baseball from the home plate umpire Bill Owens. He rubs it up. He's got the Blue Demon defense behind him. They're standing out there in their white uniforms. There's a squibber right up the middle, and that gets past the mound out into center field for a one-out hit.
Single by Clark. That'll bring up Colin Steele, the second baseman. He's 1-for-2 tonight. Brings a 190 average into tonight's contest. And he'd like to get this rally going for the Sabres. They trail by four here, top of the seventh inning. Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers bringing you this Blue Demon baseball coverage tonight.
Colin Steele for the Twin Cedar Sabres stands in now from the right-handed box.
Sweeping curveball there.
I think the right-hander is going to have a little bit more trouble with Victor Sanders with his ball moving away from those right-handed hitters. Still, the second baseman for Twin Cedars. He's got a runner first that he's going to try to advance. There's a nice snag on a low pitch by the catcher, Ethan Gray. So 2-0 the count now. Albia Blue Demons lead this one 5-1. We're at the top of the seventh inning, seventh and final inning. Unless the Sabres can manage some type of a rally here with one out. There's an off-speed pitch, catches the bottom half of the strike zone. Turns the count to 2-1.
Vic looks over, holds the runner at first base. One away here, top of the seventh inning. Albia trying to hold on here for the W. Sanders in relief for Griffin Osing, who went the distance. Here's a little foul ball.
There's a little squibber, and that could be a double play. There's O'Leary. A double play to end it, folks. A little squibber. The runner at first made the mistake of going to second before he saw the ball down. Nice job by Austin O'Leary to end the game with that double play. Call it 4-3 double play, four unassisted, and caught that fly ball. And we'll bring you the recap here in just a couple minutes. But the Blue Demons got the win tonight, 5-1. Don't go anywhere. We'll bring you the recap and some fun and humor here on 96.7 KIIC. Joe Sinclair and Jason Summers will be right back.
Congratulations. You found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People's State Bank. Whether you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People's State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People's State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
Do you remember these? Cracker Jack Prize, stars in your eyes, ask Daddy for the keys.
These were the times when you could walk into a car dealership and it was family owned and you were treated like family because that's the way it was. You were sold what fit your needs, nothing more, nothing less, because that's the way it was. You can still get that family owned treatment from Dewey Motor Company, family owned since 1952.
Dewey, remember these.
The world of farming is changing. Will you be ready? The demands on agriculture keep growing. Your challenge is to continue to keep pace. To be successful, you'll need equipment that can get the most out of every inch of land, innovations that help you work faster, and advice from people who know your field as well as they know their equipment. Case IH can help you be ready. See your Case IH dealer, Titan Machinery, at 2350 Highway 23, Oskaloosa today, or call 673-7102.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
A big seventh inning for the Blue Demons with four runs across, and gave Albia a little cushion to work with. Get one more in the fifth, and they get the win over Twin Cedars. 5-1, your final score here. Joe Sinclair here in the broadcast booth. You know, Albie's on a three-game winning streak.
Fun team to watch, folks. Get out here to the Monroe County Sports Complex. It is a fun place to see a ball game. Yeah, Randy Stafford, he's up here doing the PA job. You know, my old coach in 1977, we were the champion
was
team.
Was it the Tigers back
league.
Then?
It was the Mets. It was the Mets. Got John Flattery covering the balls and strikes out there on the scoreboard doing the score, and really a fun place to watch a game. You got a great concession stand. Absolutely, I'm not kidding you, folks, a fabulous concession stand. Walking tacos, hot dogs, just popcorn made fresh, all the soft drinks that you love to drink. It's just a great way to spend an evening, get out to the Monroe County Sports Complex and support your Blue Demon baseball team.
Yeah, and the Lady D's just down the hill. They're having a real good season as well. They got a sweep last night at Fairfield, brought that broadcast. Greg Pierce is going to be on the air tomorrow night bringing Lady D action. But, Joe, this is a young team. You would equal it to watching the soccer team earlier this year. They were young, struggled a little bit at the beginning. But as the season went along, got better, gelled together, and then they played their best soccer. Hopefully we have the same kind of – it was really reminiscent of last year's team as well. You know, last year's team struggled early on, but at the end of the year really came together.
Really good young baseball team building some momentum here with a three-game winning streak. Tell us about the totals there, Jason, on this 5-1 Blue Demon winner tonight from the Monroe County Sports Complex.
First of all, Twin Cedars came in tonight's contest, a 300 batting average, a really solid baseball team. They lost one of their better players early on in Brent Parker, who batted 375 on the season. He got injured in the, I believe, in that second inning in center field, and we pray that he's okay. But the Sabres only able to get one run across. Kudos to the Albia defense and to Griffin Osing on the mound, giving up only three hits and leaving two runners on base. Albia, on the other hand, generated five runs on nine hits, And one thing that you could take away from this, they really want to maybe concentrate on, is they left seven runners on base in that big fourth inning when they had bases loaded and they left those runners stranded. That would be a place I'm sure Coach is going to talk about. But all in all, a good night for the Blue Demons. Three straight wins here and a chance to maybe extend that. But they're going to have their work cut out for them as they look ahead with Davis County on the horizon.
Nice job by the sophomore starting pitcher there, Griffin Osing. I think I'm going to have to give him my vote for the player of the game here tonight, holding the talented Twin Cedars bats to only one run through six innings. Griffin Osing, their player of the game.
Absolutely did a great job and, mixed up the pitches. And when he found himself in a little bit of trouble, regathered himself and the defense as well behind him. You had three double play balls tonight, a couple of throwouts from the catcher, and one of the best outfield plays you're going to see all year, and that was Austin Summers catching the ball. Runner at third base, the runner tagging, the ball was hit out near the warm-up spot out there by the right field fence. Austin came over, made the throw home, and made the big play, and so both the offense and defense came through for the Blue Demons. The pitching was outstanding, and it's going to be a lot of fun to stay on this train this year.
Fun game to listen to on the radio, even more fun to come out to the ballpark and watch. But a lot of folks out here at the sports complex tonight had their headsets on listening to us call it while they watched it.
Hey, I appreciate the loyalty. Appreciate the job. Zach James did the board once again tonight. His sex solo flight, and I think we broke him in well.
Hey, he called a Blue Demon winner. 5-1, the Albion Blue Demons take care of the Twin Cedar Sabres on varsity baseball. Here we go.
Don't forget tomorrow night, Greg Paris will be on the mic as the Lady D's will be back into action, and we'll keep you going all sports season long as the Blue Demon Lady D's will keep things warm here during the hot of summer as we move along through this baseball and softball season. For Joe Sinclair, a great job on the board by Zach James back at the studio. This is Jason Summers saying so long. We'll see you next time right here on your sports leader, KIC.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
With Uncanny Insight, he can match the right insurance to your needs. Package your car, home, and possessions in a single policy, where one deductible covers everything damaged in the same event. Did anyone see an asterisk here? No! With fierce loyalty, your Farm Bureau Financial Services agent is there to make insurance simple. Was that a sigh of relief? Of course it was! It can be that easy. Call or visit your Farm Bureau agent today!
See local Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia, 932-7873.
This is Mike Gray with Albion Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albion Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albion Motor Company, right here in Albion, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
Hey guys, this is Big T at Big T Auto Credit in Knoxville, Iowa. We have a great selection of pre-owned trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, we provide financing with affordable down payments and payday payments. We allow you to check each and every vehicle out before you buy. Big T Auto Credit offers buy here, pay here, and is located at 401 East Main Street in Knoxville. Come see us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're closed Wednesday and Sundays. Big T Auto Credit, two blocks east of Knoxville Square.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.